The top four negotiators in Washington continue to work on the farm bill. There was not a decision to have a farm bill on the floor before they left for the Christmas break. It appears that the final details and the agreements will not be unveiled until the showtime sometime in January. One official said they hope to get on the floor by January the 6th, but others said they will probably not make that deadline. One official said the food stamp segment has appeared to have worked out a deal. They will cut this food stamp program about $8 billion that may not survive in the House over the next 10 years, mainly from program adjustments. The House wanted to cut the food stamp program part of the farm bill $39 billion over 10 years. The Senate wanted $3.9 billion over 10 years, and the compromise appears to be $8 billion. One reporter said that the Southern interests were still fighting to remove the caps on payments, which usually go to larger farmers. One senator said there is a disproportionate share of the farm payments going to big farms. The Senate recessed on December the 20th, and they will be out until January the 6th. The House will reconvene that week as well. The Senate has not expected to approve a one-month extension till January the 31st, but the House has already made that approval. If an agreement on the farm bill is reached early in the new year, the House and Senate conferees could meet the week of January the 6th to finalize their conference report before sending it to the floor. Then it would go to the president for his signature. But the delays have been mainly on the food stamp program and also on the commodity title. The commodity title is needing some adjustments as to whether they'll use the base acres that will be on the farm or whether they'll use planted acres on the payment should the price of commodities go below a certain target price. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.